This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. As we finish out a week, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The revisionists of, history, they like to pretend that the human right to bear arms reflected in the Second Amendment was specifically confined to colonial-era technology. And only then in the service of the aims of the almighty state. All of that is self-evidently false, as anyone with a passing familiarity with the speeches and letters and broadsheets authored by the Founding Fathers would they'd be able to tell you that. The Second Amendment did not create a right to bear arms, ever. When John Adams and his contemporaries wrote and then ratified the Second Amendment, they were recognizing a pre-existing natural right of all people to be armed for their self-defense. The right to bear arms was always and continues to be an individual human right to allow you to protect your life and the lives of those that you love and others that you may feel compelled to protect. And they were explicit in their belief that any weapon that could be carried by a soldier should be available to the citizenry, as Founding Father Tench Coxe made clear in 1788, 3 years after the Second Amendment was ratified. He wrote, "The militia of these free commonwealths, entitled and accustomed to their arms when compared with any possible army, must be tremendous and irresistible." Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared, then, that we shall turn our arms against each man, or turn our arms each man against his own bosom? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. Would the founders want Joe Sixpack walking down the street with an M67 fragmentation grenade? Well, I don't know. We can only speculate, but I'm going to guess that they probably would not. Would the founders want grenades, cannon, and other terrible implements of the soldier available for militia service against enemies, foreign and domestic? Well, yeah. Yeah, they would. Almost certainly, I suspect they would want the heavier weapons, up to and including artillery, under lock and key at an armory, under the control of the local militias, not standing government forces, which includes the National Guard. The founders were clearly in favor of personal arms being retained by individual citizens, and they expected citizens to be both well-armed and well-trained with their guns, which is what they meant by well-regulated. And this included these weapons, included multi-shot weapons, among them rifles with high capacity, detachable magazines that existed more than a decade before the Second Amendment was written. And they were very clear that they wanted the citizenry to be able to use private arms for the following reasons: to defend individual lives, families, and communities along the frontiers against lawlessness and attacks by Native Americans. Defend against the threat of foreign invasion. Defend against domestic tyranny in local, state, and federal government. They knew what they were doing. It's very important to note that these reasons intertwined and overlapped to varying degrees then, just as they do now. The first point, self-defense, speaks to the fact that we citizens are responsible for our own defense, as we still are today. It was even rougher in the late 18th century, of course, because there was no option to call your local police for assistance, as their response time would be measured in decades. Boston formed the first police department in the United States in 1838. Flash forward to 2016, and you're still responsible for your own self-defense. The Supreme Court has ruled that law enforcement officers have no duty to protect individuals. You can call 911 with the most desperate of emergencies, but as much of L.A. discovered in 1992, the police won't come when they're needed the most. You're going to be on your own. The threat of foreign invasion was very real to the founders, and with good reason. The British were still supporting the Native American tax along the frontier of the young United States. And the long-simmering hostilities between the United States and Great Britain erupted in a full war again in 1812. Fears of an amphibious invasion from a foreign power saw a network of coastal fortifications spring up following generations that lasted until the last forts were abandoned in 1950. With, you know, when General Yamamoto made that famous quote, "You cannot invade the mainland United States because there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass," it's almost certainly false as a statement. But it does speak to a larger truth. The citizenry of the United States possesses more small arms than all of the world's armies combined. Which brings us to the main reason the Founding Fathers wanted the citizenry to have every other terrible implement of the soldier, which was their own well-earned and deep-seated distrust of the corrupting power of government. While they may not have had modern technology and iPhones and such, they were much better students of world history and arguably far more attuned than our own reality television and social media-obsessed population, which is so heavily invested in trivialities. That part is without doubt. Founders believed that the citizens should be able to possess and to own every weapon in the military, with only their personal financial condition being an impediment to ownership. That generally meant citizens could own a fowling piece, which would be a shotgun, a rifle, or musket, but many also owned pistols and swords. So more wealthy Americans might purchase pivot guns or cannons, and some wealthy souls, such as Senator James DeWolf of Rhode Island, even own privateer fleets bristling with cannon capable of flattening coastal cities. So what does that mean today? It means today it's sort of funny to watch the gun control supporters attempt to claim the founders could only imagine or mean citizens to have muskets when Thomas Jefferson had a fast-firing rifle with a 20-shot detachable magazine. They were clear. They want Americans to be armed with weapons of contemporary utility for self-defense and use in the modern militia. That means able to repel the government, should it come to that. That has always been this way. And when you hear people get out there and say, "Well, you can have what they had when they wrote the Second Amendment. How about that?" You know, a musket round is like a 50 caliber cannonball coming at you. I don't know if you'd want to be shot with one of those. Just because it's a musket and doesn't look like an AR doesn't mean it is, you know, harmless. Might be a little more involved when putting it into play, but it's certainly still a weapon. But that's beside the point. I'll take my AR. Thank you. Got it sitting right back here. MK-116. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, pleading your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Hey, Mike, how about signing in on the Comrex stack, if you would, please, sir? Now then, saw a comment on social media from a holster maker who said that people who ordered a new holster rarely ordered a pouch to carry an extra magazine or revolver ammunition. I've known that a lot of people don't carry spare ammo. Now, most of the people that I know do, but a lot of people don't. And there are a number of reasons that the armed citizen should carry extra ammo. The most obvious reason for carrying extra ammo is if you shoot your gun dry during a criminal attack. Now, a study has been conducted of this, actually, of citizen-involved shootings, and it shows that this rarely happens. Most attacks on citizens are resolved with just a few shots. Excuse me. The problem occurs, quite obviously, when you happen to be the exception to the rule. And you can think of a number of scenarios where the defensive shooter is pinned down, can't retreat, and has to fight until help arrives, however long that may be. Obviously, another example might be when the citizen has to deal with multiple attackers, which that is a common occurrence in home invasions, front and back door nowadays. A malfunction common to many semi-auto pistols is the double feed. And the quickest way to clear this malfunction is to drop the magazine that is in the pistol. The slide is racked several times to clear the jam, and then a new magazine is introduced into this. Only what do you do if you don't have a fresh magazine and you can't seem to find the one that you just dropped? Some people who carry semi-autos say that they carry a high-capacity pistol that holds enough ammunition to reasonably get them through a fight. Well, there's a bunch of causes that a semi-auto will fail on you. One of them is a magazine. Another one of them is ammo, of course. And all of that is self-contained within that magazine. What happens if that only magazine goes bad or their ammo goes bad? And it's not just a problem for those who carry semi-autos. It's very rare, but you may find that you have dud ammo in your revolver. Back in the 1970s, a particular brand of penetrating oil became very popular with gun users. Several policemen would spray their duty revolver with this oil and then wipe their gun down with a rag. I believe it was actually WD-40, if I'm not mistaken. They did this until they found out the penetrating oil was killing the primers in their ammunition. They discovered this at the range and not in the middle of a gunfight. That was a good thing. And as rare as it is to find bad ammo today, it does happen. The revolver shooter or the semi-auto shooter, for that matter, needs to be able to quickly recharge his weapon and get back in the fight. Most defensive shooting instructors recommend that the shooter carry at least one reload at all times, and that is the minimum. In warm weather, all of that depends on where you live and how you dress and what's around you. What if you live in a wooded area? With revolvers, you're talking speed loaders or strips, handy speed strips. Semi-autos, of course, are magazines. Once you've decided that carrying at least one extra reload is a good idea, then you have to decide where to carry it. And you might use one of the various kind of belt-mounted carriers or a convenient pants pocket. But if you use the pants pocket, you should be sure that nothing else is in that pocket. You don't want to be digging around through your pocket treasures trying to find your ammo when you really ought to be shooting. For off-body carry, the same concerns exist with regard to dumping your reload into your pack along with the other stuff that you're going to carry. And it seems nowadays we all carry a lot of stuff anymore, don't we? So regardless of what type of defensive handgun that you carry, having at least one extra reload is really a very good idea. And remember that this is just the suggested minimum. If you can find ways to carry more there, that might be a good idea too. But there's no need to get carried away and look like a walking ammo locker. But extra ammunition just makes sense for the defensive shooter. And, I mean, it can all be based on where you're going and how long you're going to be gone. Do you carry extra ammunition? How much do you carry? I carry at least one spare magazine. And since my carry gun is, you know, the bare minimum, Glock 19, then that means I have 15 shots in it and I have 15 shots to go in it. So I've got a fair counting. However, if I were to carry two magazines, and of course, I'm going to 45. And it just depends on where I'm going and how long I'm going to be out and how far away I'm going to be from the house. If I'm going to be an hour or so away from the house, as far as travel time, golly, I'm carrying all kinds of stuff then. All kinds of stuff. Long gun, armor, trauma kits, all kinds of stuff. But extra ammunition is something that makes sense for the defensive shooter because you do not know what you're going to be involved in. And there have been long, drawn-out, days-long attacks now recently. Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Mumbai attack in India. Those went on for days. You've got to be able to sustain fire. That means you've got to have ammo. That's all there is to it. And the other thing about carrying ammo, one of the problems with a 1911 for me is capacity, because I wouldn't mind carrying a 1911. I love a 1911. And the capacity, if you're looking at 8-round magazines, that means I have to carry 2 magazines for every 1 Glock 19 magazine I have to carry with my Glock 19. So that comes into play as well. Lots of things, lots of factors in this. It's all going to depend on where you are, how you dress, what's the climate like, what's going on around you. There's a lot of variables that come into play, and it's going to be up to you to wade through them all. But carry spare ammo. That is the smartest, most prudent thing you can do, simply because you don't get in trouble for having rounds left over if you get in a gunfight. That's just non-existent. If you have change left over, nobody's going to say, well, you had 11 rounds left. What was the problem? That's good. That means you were still in the fight even after it terminated. That was good stuff. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge? Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh yeah. Coming to you live from the called Vets Feeding Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, where'd it go? Where did my stuff go? There it is. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Come Sunday, I will be doing a gratuitous expenditure of Ammunition Depot merchandise downrange. Check them out. I'm going to give you a prediction. This is being ripped, first of all, ripped from the pages of Ammoland.com, where the show is streaming right now. If Hillary Clinton wins, within a year of her inauguration, she will be under investigation by a special prosecutor on charges of political corruption, thereby continuing a family tradition. Cue the soap opera music. Coming from the Associated Press, the surest way for a person with private interest to get a meeting with Secretary of State Clinton or a phone call returned by her, it seems, was to dump a bundle of cash into the Clinton Foundation. Of 154 outsiders whom Clinton phoned or met with in her first 2 years at state, 85 made contributions to the Clinton Foundation. Their contributions taken together totaled $156 million. But, you know, access could be bought. It wasn't cheap. 40 of them gave $100,000 or more. 20 of those whom Clinton met with or phoned dumped in $1 million or more. To get to the seventh floor of the Clinton State Department for a hearing for one's plea, the cover charge was high. Among those who got FaceTime with Pantsuit were a Ukrainian oligarch and steel magnate who shipped oil pipe to Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions, a Bangladeshi economist who was under investigation by his own government and was eventually pressured to leave his own bank. I've smelled this before. Very Clintonian, too. Recall, on his last day in office, January 20, 2001, Bill Clinton issued a presidential pardon for financier, crook, and fugitive from justice, Mark Rich, whose wife Denise had contributed $450,000 to the Clinton Library. Now, of course, they appear to have recognized their political peril. They finally see, hey, wait a minute, this is a little too transparent. Bill has promised that if Pantsuit is elected, he will end his big dog days at the foundation and stop taking checks from foreign regimes and entities and corporate donors. Cash contributions from wealthy Americans will still be gratefully accepted. Would he be writing the thank you notes for the millions that will roll into the Family Foundation on White House stationery, though? By his actions, he is all but conceding that there's a serious conflict of interest between his foundation raking in millions that enhance the family's prestige and sustain their travel and lifestyle, while providing its big donors with privileged access to the Secretary of State. And yet, if Hillary becomes president, the scheme is unsustainable. Even the Obama-Clinton media might not be able to stomach this part of it. And even Clinton seems to be conceding the game is up. I know there's a lot of smoke and there's no fire, she said in self-defense last week, or this week, rather. And she is certainly right about the smoke. And if, Democratic operator Steve McMahon assures us there's no smoking gun, no quid pro quo, no open and shut case of Clinton taking official action in gratitude to a donor of the Family Foundation, how can we predict a special prosecutor? Missing emails are being unearthed at state through Freedom of Information Act requests that are filling out the picture that Pantsuit thought had been blotted out when her 33,000 private emails were erased by her lawyers. Someone out there, Julian Assange, Russia, or the rogue websites doing all this hacking are believed to have many more explosive emails that they're going to drop before Election Day. Why does she keep her State Department calendar secret from the AP if it does not contain meetings or calls she does not want to defend? She's defied requests, and the AP had to sue to get the schedule of her first 2 years at state. And the AP story on the State Department Clinton Foundation links was so stunning, it is sure to trigger follow-up by investigative journalists who can smell a Pulitzer out of this. Then there are the contacts between Huma Abedin, her closest aide at state, and Doug Band of the Clinton Foundation, the go-betweens for the donor-Clinton meetings, which has opened a new avenue for investigators. Those were unearthed by Judicial Watch, which is not going away. The number of persons of interest involved in this super-rating scandal, which has gone from an illicit server to a panoply of Clinton lies, to the public that disgusted the FBI director, to erased emails, to pay for play, and now deep into the Clinton Foundation, all of this continues to swell. All that is needed now is to bring in an independent counsel whose calls for the FBI to reopen and broaden its investigation in light of all that has been revealed since Director Comey said there was not evidence enough to recommend an indictment. If Clinton controls the Justice Department, calls for a special prosecutor will be resisted, but only until public demand becomes too great. From there, independent counsels called in Watergate, Ron Contra, and the scandals that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton says there's no fire, but there's something definitely causing all of this smoke. Churchill said something about this. This moment in time right now, he called it the end of the beginning. We're at the end of the beginning. It's beginning to unfold. And it's unfolding rapidly. It's falling apart. All of its foundation is been torn asunder. And, something's going to be done about this. Whether they like it or not. The majority of the United States wanted to see Pantsuit indicted. I think 61% of America wanted to see Pantsuit indicted. And they didn't get to see her indicted. And that just makes them mad. All of these things, and when you start looking at all of these items that start lining up on the shelf, but think of a shelf. Think of all these items that are lining up. Espionage. Mishandling classified information. Arkanside. Hiding that schedule from the AP. Why would you do that? All the money coming into the Clinton Foundation. I mean, and you know what? If it was like $10 million, I would say, well, okay. They're just trying to do some good stuff and padding their pocket. $156 million? Yeah. They know their obscenity knows no bounds. And in the meantime, of course, you know, she's steadily wanting to take guns away from us. Like, well, yeah, that needs to happen too. Oh, boy. Pantsuit. I would call her the gift that keeps on giving, except there is a, you know, I'm still convinced that come election day, it's going to be, the complexion is going to change, and we're going to be hearing things like America threw a temper tantrum, and the rage is palatable, and, you know, is this the end of politics? Is this going to be the end of America? Is this, you know, there's going to be a lot of things said. But I think that's the way it's going to turn out. But there's a chance, of course, that Pantsuit wins. And then we'll be looking very shortly after all this starts, that's President Tim Kaine.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The students for concealed carry. They're right now, I don't know if they've gotten their feelings hurt. They need to harden up a little bit, which only age is going to do for them. They will develop, that cynicism. See, they wrote an article and they're puzzled. They're puzzled because they want to be civil. They want to maintain civility. Right now in Texas, they're having to deal with opponents of campus carry. And they're upset that some of their opponents can't reciprocate with the same level of decorum. They point out when the anti-campus carry activists organized a first day of class protest at the University of Texas at Austin, the SEC didn't rally allies to stage a counter-protest or put out a statement reminding the media that protest organizers are factually wrong in asserting that UT students would receive a citation for taking a sex toy to class before they would get in trouble for taking a gun to class. Instead, the SEC just sent two members to attend the event with a message of unity. But that did not stop one UT professor who spoke at the protest from slandering SEC. After characterizing campus carry opponents, a roster including five universities that are among the 20 largest employers in the Lone Star State, several other universities that are the largest employers in key Texas Senate districts, and a national gun control conglomerate that spent $80,000 in anti-campus carry TV ads in Texas in 2015, as David in a David and Goliath battle against the all-powerful campus carry movement, a movement led by an all-volunteer student-led organization. Mia Carter, Ph.D., associate professor of English and one of the three plaintiffs in a federal lawsuit seeking to strike down the student's campus carry law, said David's going up against faux student groups funded by the gun lobby. Yeah. The vision of a vibrant and safe public education system in Texas is going to come down from down here from the grassroots, from the people who are not beholden to the legislators, with the destruction of public education on their agenda. Okay, so guess what? That's what gun controllers say all over. First of all, there's this entity out there called the gun lobby. Now, the gun lobby, if I show up at a UT Texas event, I will have been sent using billions of dollars from the all-powerful gun lobby to come down there and sell guns, even though I may not actively be selling guns. Because it's all about selling guns, you see. Welcome to my world, students for concealed carry. I know that some of you are, I know that you guys believe what you say, and I believe what you say, but the problem is that you're not gonna, if you're looking for civility, if you're looking for common ground, there is none. They're upset that you guys get to exercise freedom and provide for your own self-defense on campus. They're using some of the most outrageous, you know, most outrageous arguments they can possibly come up with. Like, you guys are going to get in class, and the ones of you that are going to carry a gun, if one of them, you know, if you're having like a, like the debate society, that's just going to be like a firefight in the debate society. That's just, you know, ripe. Antonio Okafor, the SEC Southwest Regional Director, commented, "If I caught one of SEC members making claims this outrageous, I wouldn't, not only wouldn't let her speak at a rally, I'd block her from commenting on our Facebook page and ask her not to attend campus meetings." Now, I normally am not interested in going after pro-gun people, and I'm not really going after these pro-gun kids, okay? What I'm saying is this. My decorum is to remain calm and not to get emotionally invested in rage. As a former military member who went out there beyond college, of course, and went to faraway lands, and, you know, let's not make it sound like it was horrible, because I was in Europe and it was great back in the 80s. But I was, you know, I went out there and I decided to defend this country up to sacrificing my life, if that's what it came down to. And I have rage at what this country has become. I have rage at things like safe spaces and triggers and microaggressions and all this other stuff. I have rage about college becoming this social media petri dish. I'm glad I don't have any kids in college right now. I don't even have any kids in college, and I have rage over this, because those kids will be running this country one day. My generation of veterans, the generation of veterans that came after me, and then those that came after them, we sat here and we either were in combat or we were in the modern battlefield waiting if combat ever came. For what? So that these kids can get out here and have their tender feelings hurt. Students for concealed carry, toughen up, please. You are in the valley, okay? You're not in the valley alone, but don't. They're not going to be factually correct. They're going to obfuscate. They're going to conflate data. They're going to put so many things out there that are just out and out lies. They're going to keep perpetuating certain things like the 40% and the 90%. And, you know, the 47% and all of these percentages out there that have been debunked over and over and over again. And yet you're going to sit there and say, that's just not correct. I just want to see, you know, here we got some kids, and I know that some of them have gotten around some activists and everything, and they, apparently not enough has rubbed off. I know that Maloney and Knight have been around Antonia Okafor, as an example, and for some reason she just, don't be so wide-eyed. They're out there to take your freedom. Okay? They don't want you to have any freedom. They want you to cower. They want you to spend money that you had to borrow and not be able to get a job so you can become beholden to the state. That's what they want. And for all of you that are in college today, under a mountain of student loan debt, you're complying. There is no middle ground with somebody. If somebody is not willing, the only kind of people that should not be allowed to have guns are the kind of people that should not be allowed to walk the streets without a custodian taking care of them. All else, mankind is born with an inalienable right to defend themselves. Period. All else is an aberration of what the founders put out there. Everything else that's been put forward since then, all of the, you know, I don't remember the founders getting out there saying, and of course, the Supreme Court will be the final harbinger of all things. No, they put stops into that. They put plenty of stops into that. Plenty of stops into that. So, children, please. Antonio Okafor was very upset that some of them were saying that some of the SEC guys had rape fantasies about one of them. And, you know, okay, so they use the language against you. Welcome to my world. We'll be right back.
CNC Billet Construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.